I think one of the most memorable experiences in anyone's life is if you've ever been separated from your parents at a store or in a crowd. I was always pretty good about staying with my parents, and I remember one time, though, when I was about 4 or 5, I was very engrossed in looking at something in a store, and my parents each went sort of a different way, thinking that I was with the other. Now, you might have thought that I was in the toy section, but I can still remember I was actually looking at coffee mugs. Sign of things to come, I guess. At least they weren't shot glasses. So. And I remember looking up, and they weren't there anymore, and so I went tearing through the store. And a store clerk found me and took me to the front and announced to my parents that they were looking for me. And when my parents arrived, the sales associates were all around and were astounded at my teaching them about retail. Some things are specific to Jesus, and that wisdom at the age of 12 is one of them. But it's a very human experience, and Jesus always goes through the human experiences that we have in order that we know that we're not alone, that he goes before us. Now, at those days, anybody within a 100-mile radius of Jerusalem was not necessarily required, but it was considered an important practice, a devout practice, to spend your Passover in Jerusalem. So, the Holy Family, being very devout, the Holy Family would have gone to Jerusalem. And the way that they did this was they would go there and back in two caravans. It's almost, as Father Saunders was saying, it's almost like when you have a party. And a lot of times, the ladies will be talking over their wine and hanging out, and the guys will be sort of in the man cave talking, and then everyone comes together at dinner. Well, that's what they would do. They would have sort of festivities that they would enjoy each other's company in this group of men, group of women, and then come together in the evening and eat and camp together as families. Now, children could choose whether they wanted to be with the men or the women, either way. And so the reason they were able to travel for a whole day without realizing Jesus was with them was that they each assumed that Jesus was with the other part of the caravan. And so when they realized what happened, they had to go back to Jerusalem. Now, that was one day out, one day back. Now they've been missing Jesus for 2 days. You can imagine how that would have affected the parents, because it was still another day of searching in Jerusalem before they found him. And really, that whole experience that they went through can be something that we can understand as a metaphor for our spiritual lives. Because they lost him for 3 days. But how often have we lost Christ of our own free will through our sin?